Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are looking for fall interns. La, 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 la. But we've been singing this song for a while, huh?
Yeah.
Please send a resume and a cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com. U-Z-E-T-T-E. If you can get college credit for it and you're over 18, we'd love to have you come here and work for the fall internship, the fall semester. It's super fun. We're incredibly fun to hang around with.
We like to think so.
Yeah, we do. We tell ourselves that every day. Oh, God, we're so fun to hang around with. The hours are terrible, but you'll learn a ton. And who knows, maybe you'll get bitten by the bug. We have a ton of former interns who work right here in this city and far beyond who have, you know, got their little start here. I started as an intern. You started as an intern,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're trying to have radio babies.
We are. We like to birth radio babies.
I have a neighbor whose kid wants to intern, so at some point I'm going to have her apply.
Oh,
I actually didn't even get to that point where I was going to say, you know, that you can't come with me.
Yeah, I'm not giving you a ride in.
Well, no,
day.
It's not that. I mean, I'd be happy to, except they got to be here before me,
way before.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like to do my little dance, walk in the door, and be on.
Yeah, Vinny's kind of a thread the needle guy.
Yeah.
They'd have to be here a full hour before
right,
you got here,
right? Yeah. So that's not even there yet, but yeah, it's
well,
cool.
Make sure you mention it before they apply, because
I will.
You know, it's definitely
absolutely
something that they'd have to consider.
Oh, it's a deal breaker.
They thought they were riding in with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by Planet Home.
Yeah.
Experience Planet Home this September, the 13th through the 15th. It features live music, immersive and interactive exhibits. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets. Where is Planet Home?
It is
happening?
Going to be at the Palace of Fine Arts.
Oh.
September 13th to the 15th here in the city.
Well, that's going to be a busy weekend for me, because I'm going to go to that Lagunitas Beer Circus
that
weekend.
Oh, that's right. This looks pretty good, though.
Yeah.
They're having guest speakers, Edward Norton, Adrian Grenier, Captain Scott Kelly, Bill Nye.
Oh, my God.
The list goes on and on. A lot of names I do not recognize, but I'm sure they're
where is this?
Very good. This is
at the Palace of Fine Arts. It's right over the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, it's over the bridge from my house.
Right.
They're having DJs. Wyclef Jean's going to be there.
I thought this was like a home expo.
Yeah. It's a whole big event thing.
As in, if Bill Nye and Bill Kelly are there, that's like, that's a full-on, like, space thing. This
probably
is like
a lot of demonstration.
Even more
stuff
for me than I thought.
Yeah. It looks great.
I wonder if that Blink-182 guy will be there, like, there's
what's
aliens among us. Can't think of his name. Come on, Vinny. You got this. Mike?
No, it's not Mike.
Todd?
I can't think
Tom
of it right now. Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge. He's not on the list.
Boy, between us, we have one brain. We each a half brain. We'd be good on Jeopardy if we could play together. Anyway, so Planet Home, it's more about the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I got to get more info on that. That's nice. Go to planethome.eco.
Oh, you know what? I'll send you the link.
Okay, thanks. You're still going to that Lagunitas Beer Festival,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Got to find out about that, too.
I know. Michelle was going to ask the promoter. I'll ask her today.
Yeah, boy. I need 4 tickets.
Okay.
All right. And now, here comes the trash. So yesterday, we talked about Placido Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
9 women have come forward to say, yeah, that guy was grossly inappropriate, and when I said no, my career suffered. And yes, Vinny, your hand's up.
Did they get together? Why did 9 come together at once?
I do not know. Only one of them came forward with her full name. So,
oh, and then
I don't
everything
know
else spilled out of that? Or
it's possible. But I think that there must have been an investigation going on. Somebody probably made some allegations and they looked and they found 9 women who went, yeah.
Okay.
And they didn't just find 9 women who actually are making accusations. They found tons of people who said, yeah, I saw that happen. I witnessed inappropriateness, et cetera. So I don't know who did the investigation, and I don't know what will come of it, but I do know that already the fallout's begun. The San Francisco Opera has announced we are canceling upcoming performances featuring him. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they have a long, long history with Plácido Domingo. I was listening to a story on KCBS this morning where he actually saved the San Francisco Opera in the 80s. That there, for opening night, hours before opening night, the resident tenor here locally lost his voice completely. Oh. And it was the night that they, you know, the big opening gala is scheduled, etc. Somebody reaches out to Plácido. He gets on a plane and comes here, lands, comes directly from the airport and just walks onto the stage and kills it. So they credit him with rescuing, I don't know if just that season, or but that was, you know, kind of a cool story to tell.
Yeah, that is a great story.
They were all sort of monitoring where he was exactly in his flight. So for them to just say, that's it, we canceled. You know, and listen, I'm not making a comment as to whether he's guilty or not. I do think, though, that we're watching a lot of this hashtag Me Too. The thing that's upsetting about it to me is that, and not that victims shouldn't be believed, but it's the whole innocent until proven guilty thing. Mm-hmm. It feels like that is getting leapfrogged over. It's one thing for someone to make accusations.
That's why I asked how nine people came forward on the same day.
Right.
Because I was curious what the organization behind this might be.
And
because
whether or not there's charges filed.
I saw the report that the SF Opera had canceled him, and I thought, man, in one day, nine people come forward at the same time, and then that leads to him not having work. It's fine, I guess. But I do think that there isn't a more politically correct city in the world. So I'm not surprised they fired
him. Well, Philly also canceled him.
They did.
They did. So this is not a single incident. Philly also, I guess he was supposed to perform with the Philadelphia Orchestra. And I assume others will follow suit. And if he did these things, it's terrible. And he shouldn't have done them. And it is an abuse of power. On the other hand, if he didn't do these things, or if he... I mean, I just really feel like we're leapfrogging to some degree, which is not to say that I don't tend to believe a victim or tend to believe someone who would, you know, come forward. They're subject to scrutiny as well. You know, a lot of times victims don't come forward because they don't want to go through the process that happens, where... It's just a sad state, and frankly, I hope that that future generations don't ever have to deal with this, because we all learned from the hashtag Me Too movement that you don't touch anyone, and don't use your power to get in someone's pants and offer to further their
career. It's a weird thing to get your head around.
Yeah, it is.
When you think, I hope he did it, because otherwise he lost work without having done it.
Isn't that funny? Because that is almost what I have to hope. I hope this is warranted. Because really, anyone can open their mouth and say anything they want.
Well, so there's this story came out at AP, I don't know, a couple hours ago. And they're saying that in addition to these nine women, 12 other people are saying they witnessed stuff. 30 other people are saying that they witnessed inappropriate behavior.
Right. So,
what were you going to say, Vinny?
Well, what was his comment? Something like, I thought all of our interactions were
consensual,
welcomed.
Right.
Or consensual. And I do remember, was it Charlie Rose, the CBS broadcaster who formerly, wasn't he PBS for a long time?
Yes.
And very well respected, but he was a guy who thought that women wanted him to be in his underwear when they were prepping for, like, wasn't it something weird like that?
Where
he thought,
weird like that.
Or that was in his head, he was like, I thought they wanted that it wasn't, well, yeah, in your dumb head.
Mm. Right. Because no
everyone kisses your dumb butt.
No one said boo to you because you were the star. And that's the problem. I think that, people get a very twisted idea of what other people are down with, because it just gets reinforced in a positive
and
way, I guess.
We just saw an example of it going both ways, where Katy Perry just got called out for pulling some guy's wiener out and being like, look, everyone. And the guy's now saying that was super uncool.
That sucked. Yeah. I didn't know what to do about it. Mm-hmm. Leo DiCaprio, I have more evidence that he's turning into Jack Nicholson. These photos are freaking awesome. Listen, I'm going to start by saying I'm going to do some body shaming here. I am a terrible person. I don't care. So sue me. Please don't sue me. All right, so...
Yeah, don't say that.
This guy, he's on vacation with his...
Get her!
Get her, dog pile! I'm a terrible person. I'm well aware. So listen, Leo DiCaprio, he's adorable. I think he's a great actor. And, you know, he can be in any shape he wants to be. Clearly. Because he can still pull the 22... year old model girlfriend, and that's his MO, you know. Didn't we even read some story where you got to be between 20 and 26 to date him? Like, he just, there's no one else. As soon as he dates someone for a while, as soon as they hit 26, he dumps them. There was like a long list of girls that, you know, they hit 26 and he was like, okay, well, this has been really fun. Off you go. I'm gonna go ahead and throw a model party on my yacht and pick a new one.
The way he sort of plays that, which is he's sort of a serial monogamist in the sense that he's always got one.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, right, he does trade them out.
He does.
At a certain...
Well, it's like a lease.
Certain regularity,
you know,
right?
You drive him back to the dealership, right, and you go get a brand... You drive off with a brand new one. So, and he can. Yes. He's Leo DiCaprio.
Well,
and
it seems like the girls know what they're getting into.
I was going to say, you know what? In his defense, he could easily say... Leo DiCaprio, Google me. Like, you want to know what you're getting into? Google me.
Right. Mm-hmm. All the things people say about me, they're true.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Look it up.
Right.
Yeah. I'm known.
Right. I'm going to treat you good. You're going to have a great 3 years. Let's go. Enjoy every minute of it. Take lots of pictures, hon.
clean the change jar every chance you get.
Yeah. Do it. So he is dating a 22-year-old model. Her name is Camilla Maroney, or something along those lines. She is smoking hot. And here's a picture of them. There is no story here, except that here's what Leo DiCaprio is up to today. Leo is, I don't know, he's in his early 40s. I don't know how old he is.
He's 44.
Okay.
This Maroney gal is 22.
Yeah, she's half his age.
Yeah.
And as well, she's perfection. Describe what you're seeing.
Well, I you know, when I look in the mirror these days, and I've dropped a little bit of the weight that I was carrying right after the kid was born, but man, it's heartbreaking knowing what I used to look like and then what I look like. But he's got triple the gut I got.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, he's going Jack Nicholson, and more power to him.
Why not?
He's one of the... What? He's a national treasure.
He's just let it go, though. This is like...
Oh,
he's
God.
In effort mode. Yeah. He must have finished filming. He's in a break.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's just like...
Eating burgers. Drinking fraps.
I do what I want.
Doing Camilla Maroney, or whatever her name is. Anyway, no real...
He does have
there.
The life.
You know how Mike Tyson recently leapt into the weed business?
Yeah. Wasn't he going to buy a ranch or something?
He has a ranch, and it's going to be like an educational thing. There's, you know, camp cannabis or something. So he's hoping to make a living at it. And the problem is, he seems like he's consuming all the inventory himself. He actually has a podcast called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. And he on it said he and his business partner smoke about $40,000 worth of pot a month.
Oh, my gosh.
His partner said they smoke 10 tons of weed a month at the ranch. And here's a little bit from that.
They're just having fun. Come on.
What is it that we smoke about 40,000 buckets of weed? Is that how many?
The truth is, they can do that because there's an overload
Alex!
In the market.
Good job,
nice
Alex.
Job,
great
setting.
Great audio, buddy.
Smooth, very clean. Well done.
Good
well
job.
Done.
There's an overload of product out there,
yep.
So they can. Might as well.
Yeah, might as well. And I believe, wasn't he saying he's not going to actually be selling any weed at this ranch? It's just going to be learn how to cultivate it and, you know, I don't know, learn how to roll joints. I'm not sure what he's teaching.
I wonder
extract
if he
oils.
May not be able to get a license for that because he's a convicted felon.
Oh, maybe. So he's got to do like this educational thing. Mm. In the meantime, we'll be growing in lots of hot houses and we're going to smoke as much of it as we can.
He's also a known addict. It's surprising that he's going back on sort of this. Remember when he came in and said, I've been lying to all of you. It was like a press conference. Yeah. I've been lying to everybody and saying I'm sober. And I've been sober like 3 days. Mm-hmm. I've been doing coke. And maybe, I think coke was his thing.
Yeah, coke was his thing.
But
well,
still.
It's like you said the other day, sometimes coke is the thing that, you know, you might not even be an addict. And if you could just stay away from the coke, you'll be fine. Anywho, we'll hear more from Alex, by the way. Alex is sitting in for Bryn, for one of the missing people today. And so he's going to be doing the audio. So he did the Hot 100 for me today. And
uh-oh.
So we're going to really put him to the test at 7 o'clock. But great job. Nice first appearance without Hooman hanging over your shoulder, Alex. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Self-care and your IQ after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The SF Stair Climb is happening on September 7th. Our own Hooman has put together a team, Alice, and I think as of yesterday we were in third place. If you'd like to donate, this is for PTSD, mental health issues for police and firefighters, first responders. They're climbing the stairs over at Salesforce Tower. Mm-hmm. No joke. If you want to support the team, please go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, to RadioAlice.com, or to the Alice973 Instagram, because we have links in all those places where you can make a donation.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft and Floracraft semi-annual sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at Floracraft.com. Here's what's happening. I want to start with this because it's fun.
Okay. I like fun things.
You're the smartest guy in the show, if I'm allowed to say.
Oh.
Agreed.
Well, thank you.
So, one of the smartest women that I know.
Oh, Yuzi, thank you.
So let's test that.
Here's
an IQ test.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
They're calling this the world's shortest IQ test, and it's spreading online right now. So you might have already seen this.
All right, what is it?
But
is this the one from a couple weeks ago with the three questions? And they're like this weird... You gotta, okay, go ahead.
Do you know them?
I don't know.
There's only three questions, so you may have heard these before.
Is it the one about how long would it take a lake to get covered by...
That's one of the questions.
We totally did this on the air like a month ago.
We did?
Yeah. And then I posted it up on the...
that sounds familiar.
Huh.
That does sound familiar.
I don't have it. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, I wonder if you were out or
was
something.
Was I out that day?
I don't think so.
A bat and ball cost $1.10 total.
Right.
So you did this. How'd you do?
Well, I got them right.
You got them all right.
When I did it at home, I looked at them and I thought, well, because, you know, I was looking for them to be kind of trick questions, you know? Like, that there's a quick answer on all of them.
That tricks you into
going. Because the bat and ball, just do them because people will want to hear them. I won't yell out the answers.
No, I just didn't. It's possible I did this, but I don't remember it at all. A bat and ball cost $1.10 total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball.
Right.
How much does the ball cost?
So your quick thought is, well, it's a dollar, but it's $1.05 because it costs $1 more. So it's 5 cents for the ball and $1.05.
So
the dollar more
is the big giveaway there, or the key piece of info. Anyway.
But I think that's the whole point is that you're supposed to try to answer them quickly, because I made the mistake. I just said, listen, if you just take a second and think about them, they're all really obvious. You just have to take a second and think about them.
Right.
Yeah, you must not have been here if you have
maybe,
no recollection of that.
I remember you saying you were posting it.
Yeah, because I did post
part.
It.
I mean,
and well, then look. People were yelling at me like, you're not supposed to tell people to take their time answering it. You're supposed to just make a quick answer.
It's possible. We do a million stories here, but I'm surprised I have no memory of it. But anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
I'm going to do a few fast facts for you.
All right.
Fast facts.
Fast facts. I love those.
Charles Darwin.
Yes.
used to eat all of the rare species he'd find to see what they tasted like. He's a guy who wanted to eat the rarest species of food possible. Have you ever had a personal goal like that?
No.
So he ate puma, giant tortoises.
What did he think of them?
Iguana, armadillo, rat, and more.
Just to see if it was like, you know, hey, these rats, we could, you know, we could
Speaking
have a new
rats,
food source.
I didn't mean to, I didn't plan to, I didn't even see that part. Let's check this story out. So we had a dinner, like a pizza party at my place on Saturday night with some neighbors. So that wasn't there Saturday night. On Sunday night, the missus and my daughter come into the house. I'm watching, I think, the Giants game at 7-something at night. And they go, my wife...
You're right.
You like it.
I didn't say that. I'm still working on that
it's
one.
It's nice, though. She's your wife.
My wife goes, oh, God, I just said that.
Yeah. No.
Well, she
so
is your wife.
I know.
It is
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So my wife
it
goes.
It takes a little getting used to. I had a little trouble at first.
You did?
Saying my husband, yeah.
And now you say it?
Yeah, now it's no thing.
Huh.
Well, that's who it is. It's your wife.
Well, it's sticking in my throat for right now.
You know what's really funny is it's taking him. I wondered how long it would take him to say it, and now it's a week and a half after we're back from vacation.
Not bad.
So it took him 3.5 weeks to say it in conversation.
Anyway, she comes in and goes, we need your help outside, and I'm all...
But I'm watching the game.
Okay, what? And she's like, there's something you need to pick up. It was a dead rat in my backyard. How big is that? That's the body. That's without...
10 inches long. That is a 10-inch long rat.
Thick. It looked like a small dog.
I wonder if that's my dog.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
So
is that like a muskrat or something? Aren't there bigger rats than just like it's not your common rat? It's like a
maybe
it comes down from the hills, Santa Cruz Hills or something.
They say they get bigger around creeks.
Oh,
I have a creek near me.
Yeah.
Oh,
that must be it.
So what did it go through your garbage?
No, it had. Passed away out there in the backyard, so something had done it in.
Oh, and it escaped into your yard.
Definitely wasn't our cat, because that guy just lets everything go. Oh, he's not tripping.
It's like
on
my
it.
Cat, my freaking cat. He doesn't protect anything. Our apple tree's getting decimated right now.
Mm.
Freaking every day I come out there, there's just it's like little cores hanging off the where there used to be big fat apples. Now it's just stupid cores.
It was so big. So I go, all right, I'm going to get this thing. I have this spatula that I use to take surf wax off with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spatula that I've ruined from the house that now is just in the garage. So I get that. And it's not sturdy enough to pick this thing up. That's how I had
it's
to
like
go
a 6-pound rat.
I had to go back and get an actual full-size shovel
to
pick this thing up and get it put in a bag.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Dead things. So disgusting.
I know.
There was that moment where I'm like, oh, this falls on me.
Well, you're the man. You gotta
go
do it.
Collect the carcass. Yeah.
God, I hope nothing like that happens while John's gone, because I would absolutely call John. But I can't leave
no,
a dead rat on my back porch either, you know? Like the cat once in a while will catch something and I've got, John, there's a dead bird or there's a dead mole or whatever out here. You got to get this out of here. Falls to the person who can handle it.
Rodney Dangerfield was the first entertainer to have a website.
Oh, really?
He launched Rodney.com in 1995.
He got Rodney. That's so fun. Well, in 1995, I mean, I feel like we had email. But
I didn't.
In 95, you
did not have email in 95.
Oh my God,
no
I totally
way.
Had email. But that was like right around the first year I got an email address, and we all got company email addresses. Nobody used them for anything.
Well, 95, you would have been. That would be pre-DRE.
It was. It was at the point in St.
Yeah,
Louis.
Yeah, I didn't have that. Yeah. No way.
That's so funny.
I don't think I did either. I don't think I had email until we started. Alice started.
Funny.
Unless I had something, I must have had something from KCBS.
Well, I'm trying to think. Yeah, because I had AOL. I had an AOL address too.
No.
Because I was
AOL,
using those discs. Definitely by 95, I was using the.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, you probably had something.
I probably did.
I remember when my grandpa passed away in like 96. eight.
Oh, pop, pop.
It was Ga.
Ga.
Yeah.
Oh, Ga.
So, but all of us cousins went back. You know, we were all there for the memorial and stuff. And I remember that was, so 98, I guess. I think he passed away. And we all exchanged email addresses. And it was like a thing. We realized we all had these things.
Ah.
And it was so, but everyone had like AOL. Or,
sure.
Can't remember what some of the early ones were. What was that first one we got? We had like a sponsor.
Yeah.
EarthNet. EarthLink.
EarthLink. Yeah, that was it.
So EarthLink was one. I was actually the spokesperson for Mindspring.
Oh, yeah, Mindspring. Yeah.
I remember Mindspring.
And that was my first email address. And then Lewis started writing me at it, and I sold my computer. And I gave my computer away
you
to
donated
some,
it,
some
right?
kids.
So for, he was like, I don't want to be able to gotten. It's like you're attacking me at home.
Well, the way that was just, look, I loved Lewis. I think Lewis's best thing was the way he managed people. But in this case, he didn't want to confront me about certain things. And my behavior was atrocious. So understood.
You did get us an office slash closet.
Right. Yeah. But I still, my behavior wasn't great. But anyway, he would not, I'd see him. Mm-hmm. I just saw you.
Yeah.
We were just there. Yeah. I'd get home and there'd be an email about something, then I'd be like, why didn't you just tell me that? I was just right there.
He was very non-confrontational.
Yes, absolutely.
I was just there.
It was nice. He was easily manipulated. That's what I liked about him. That was my favorite thing about him. He was a very nice person.
Right.
Still
very
is
nice
what I'm
guy.
Saying.
Yes, I'm sure he is. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but...
When the first car radios were introduced in the 1930s, there was a huge battle over whether they were too distracting.
Oh.
Several states even considered major fines for people who use their radio while driving.
Wow. They can be distracting even now. If you're trying to find something to listen to.
It's heartbreaking.
And they're more complicated.
When you get in the car with someone, I've done this a few times, and you get in the car as a radio person, and they're like, burp, burp, burp,
punch, burp, punch, burp, punch, burp, punch, burp, punch.
And they're just switching the dial. I have thought so many times, we got to get these dials moved to the back bumper.
Yeah.
These people have too much access.
Yeah, rip the knob off.
To other stuff.
Right. I don't like that. I that's why we like radio.com so much. It really only, we're the only thing on there.
Right. Space Mountain cost $20 million to build at Disneyland in 1977.
Wow.
$20 million. Disneyland itself cost $17 million to build in 1955.
Wow. Yeah.
The new Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge, that's just a piece of...
Yeah, cost. Which they've converted, like isn't Space Mountain in that now?
It's not.
Oh, it's not. Oh, is that still a standalone thing?
Space Mountain is in whatever that is, Fantasyland?
Oh, the Magic Kingdom.
I'm not
Kingdom.
Sure. Whatever that is, Space Mountain... is now a Star, like they've changed the name to something Star Wars related,
but it's not
in the Star Wars themed area.
Which is in California Adventure?
No, it's Disneyland itself.
Okay.
And I didn't get to see it. We were there the day it opened. Mm-hmm. Remember, I went with my kid.
But there was passes involved. And...
Right.
Oh, you had to sign up beforehand.
Yeah,
or you had to stay in a certain hotel. Or...
But we walked by it and thought we'd try to, you know... Mm-hmm. Hey, and they're like, nah, you're not coming through. You need to have they had wristbands or something.
And armed guards.
And guards, yes, absolutely. Lastly, let me do this one real quick because it's, you know, sort of you. Duffel bags, you know, because you make stuff.
I do love
Are named
bags.
After a town in Belgium called Duffel, where the fabric for the bags originally came from.
Hmm. How interesting. A duffel bag. I always think of a duffel bag as being made of canvas.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe it had a thinner, lighter something. Or I don't know. A duffel bag. I like a duffel bag.
There's a 63-year-old guy in the Bronx, New York, who's suffering from an extremely rare condition where his man area is turning into bone. There have been less than 40 recorded cases of that happening to men in history.
Wait.
They say this guy has a history of being alcoholic, so it may have some unexpected effect from that. They also say it could be an untreated STD.
Oh!
Or he might have something called Peyronie's disease. The doctors aren't sure because the guy checked himself out against their orders before they could diagnose him, but he's out there now.
With his calcifying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the wiener itself?
Yeah.
No. No. I mean, I guess there's... Are there worse things?
You don't want anything at all wrong with your man
with that area.
You want that place. I don't know when people are okay with not using it anymore. I don't know what age that happens.
I don't think it does happen.
But I'm super not okay with anything being wrong with it right now, and that's 50. Mark it down. 50, you still want to use that thing.
Yes.
Still good for something.
As often as possible.
Disease, also called penile fibrosis. Mm. Fibrous scar tissue inside the penis that causes curved, painful erection.
Well, they say you can get that, like, if you you can break your penis. That you can actually, you've heard of that, the injuries, mm-hmm. It goes sideways and you can actually break it.
Wasn't that the thing that, Hooman had that, right?
Priapism. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This is like when it gets jacked to the side and it traumatizes it and scar tissue forms, and now you've got a leg. You got a knee in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Out.
There's a 60-year-old guy named Julian Murphy in Montgomery, Alabama, and on Saturday night he started yelling and cursing at a cop outside of the Alabama State Capitol building. When the police started approaching him, Julian dropped his pants.
Okay.
And dirtied up his finger. In the filthiest place possible.
Gross.
Here it comes, a finger that smells like a bum.
Then he started swinging it at the cop.
Yeah, I'd get away from that.
He made his own sword.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
It's an S sword.
Right.
A stinky pointer.
Sort of worked too, because the cop backed away.
Yeah, nobody wants you to touch them with your butt fingers.
But then the cop, after creating a little space, tased him.
Okay,
so that was it right there. I've heard.
And then they bag the hand so that no one gets.
Well, no one touched that. Right.
With let's put it. Anybody got a rubber band?
Have you ever been tased?
Sandwich. No.
Have you been tased?
Don't tase me, bro.
No.
Have you been tased?
Like, we joke about that, but I've heard that is the most painful thing.
It's a stun gun. You're like,
yeah, they're shocking you.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
They say there are people who can sort of bull through it, though. Like
drugged people.
Yes. That's what's scary about it, Like, if someone is going to get you and they've got their mind set on that, and I think they have to be sort of a big person. Like if you were, like, didn't we hear that they use this on, like, an actual silverback gorilla?
And the
gorilla just kept coming at them?
Oh. I don't know. Yikes.
Where'd you hear that?
I don't. On this show?
I don't think so.
Someplace where I hear things?
He was arrested for disorderly conduct and public lewdness, and we still don't know what his problem was, having a super dirty finger.
Yeah.
Gross.
Here it comes. The finger that smells like a bum.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive.
And don't do it.
Here's a couple. 707 says, Kevin Spacey lost a ton of work and the criminal charges were dropped.
In one of the cases.
Yeah, that's not
him.
True.
That's
he
not
had
true.
Been, it had been reported, was it in England? That where he was the head of
like the English stage theater.
Yeah.
Of a stage group there.
The London Royal Academy.
Something like that.
Something like that.
He was the lead or the head of that, and he had a lot of reports
about.
Right,
and that Anthony Rapp, those charges are still, that seems to still be going on. I don't know if was there a statute of limitations on that? Because the kid was like a 14-year-old when he, it's the one dude who was texting with his girlfriend.
The kid in the bar in like Cape Cod.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Those charges have been dropped. But, it is another case of this whole hashtag Me Too. People, you get a whiff of that on you, everybody backs away from you before anything's been proved and before anything has been settled. You know, it's the so the whole innocent before proven guilty is, or until, is sort of out the window on that. And I feel sort of awful about that because I too, you know, I just throw the towel in on that person. Oh, they that person's got that stink on them.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, well, let's see. The Billboard 100. We'll start with that.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.